In the final days of its supermajority in the North Carolina General Assembly, the Republican-controlled legislature today overrode Democratic Governor Roy Cooper's veto of a wide-ranging elections bill. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
Democratic Governor Roy Cooper tried to rally opposition to the elections bill, which Republicans said gave Cooper almost everything he wanted. The bill, now law, creates a new state board of elections with all five members appointed by the governor. But Cooper focused on a provision that would make campaign finance allegations secret, while they are first reviewed by the State Ethics Commission to determine if they are legitimate. Cooper said that would, quote, protect politicians who commit fraud. But Republican State Rep Sarah Stevens of Mount Airy said that wasn't a fair characterization.
What we've said is it needs to go on to the Board of Ethics before it becomes public. People ought to have had the opportunity to offer their side before it simply is made public on someone's allegation.
The House voted to override the veto 69-40. The Senate voted 28-12 to override. Democratic Senator Dan Blue of Wake County praised much of the bill, but said the initial secrecy with campaign finance allegations was a deal breaker.
Our government is intended to be transparent. That's what the voters want. That's what was envisioned in our fundamental documents.
That prompted a response from Dan Bishop, who will be Mecklenburg's only Republican legislative member next month.
Senator Blue, do you also believe that all other criminal investigations should be public while they are ongoing?
Most of them are.
Are you aware, for example, that the FBI, at least until James Comey came along, doesn't comment publicly on the substance of investigations it's undertaking?
The elections bill also directly addresses the scandal in the 9th Congressional District race over the possible illegal collection of absentee mail ballots. If the North Carolina Board of Elections votes to hold a new election in the race, the new law requires new party primaries. That means that Republican Mark Harris would have to face new challengers, possibly incumbent Robert Pittenger, who Harris narrowly defeated in May. Dan McCready would also have to win a new Democratic primary. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.